and Microsoft are committed to creating a platform that enables designers and developers to create amazing user experiences. Today, we're in Austin, Texas, meeting with Frog Design and Radiant Systems. We're going to go explain why user experience really does matter.
Aloha to Go is a product within our hospitality division, and it's about servicing to-go needs and delivery needs within the restaurant organization.
Where do you want help? Top three things
you want to get out of this?
Just overall screen, look and feel. Add some translucency or something like that to the other applications. Just make it look sharp and leverage the new technology.
Windows 3.1 environment would have been extremely difficult and tedious, but now with WinFX, using the WPF technologies, things that now become things that are relatively easy and conducive to a Vista environment.
Historically, it's been here's what we think the functionality is going to be, skin it so that it's not ugly.
Right.
So it's a new discipline for us. It's an opportunity to step up our game.
The content that's being displayed on that screen is really talking to three different users, although there's only one user that's actually touching the terminal.
We're anti-density on a bunch of these UIs that have been doing for a while, so I was interested in sort of how dense could it actually get, how overloaded can you put status on top of a list inside of a container, beside another list, you can monitor four things at once.
And still make it efficient.
And still make it, well, efficient and intuitive.
Okay, one group's going to stay here at Frog and do a heuristic analysis. Another group is going to actually go to a restaurant down the road called Pluckers, who's actually utilizing Aloha to Go today.
Thank you for calling Pluckers and Research. How can I help you?
Just right now I'm trying to analyze how she naturally works with it. Of course, she's compensating for any problems with the system. She keeps her hands here on the right, and she moves up and down the list, almost trying not to move off of it, and then she'll go into the middle, and then back and forth, and then into the middle.
Easier to type in a number when you can do it faster. Because the numbers like that, I'm always like, I'll hit the one next to it after backspace, and people say it real fast. Sometimes it'll delay even, and I know that's kind of annoying. If I could just print it out maybe from that screen.
Vista has really kind of opened the door to all sorts of interactions that weren't possible a few years ago.
What she's touching most of the time are these, it would really be the categories and subcategories. In that extreme situation where you have people on hold and it's constant movement, that this is almost an orientation to them. It's just, and that's something that if you were just looking at the screens themselves, you probably wouldn't even take into consideration.
Things that are touchable look touchable, things that are not touchable don't. Things that are shown to the person standing right in front of the thing can be smaller than the things that the manager sees over the shoulder.
Based on the Vista platform actually promoting it, highlighting it, doing whatever it needs to make that intuitive to the user, that would be a next step.
I'm just hoping that, you know, there's that additional UI that just puts us over the top as far as a leading edge company. It shows that we're leveraging technology to the best. That has a lot of pull with our customers.
Well, we're really excited about the chance to take what is typically a 6-week to 6-month process, condense it down to, you know, let's do this in 8 hours. We're going to provide something that's going to show the power of the platform and give them a good vision for where they can head. One of the things that we really like about WPF is the ability to create even more elaborate user experiences. You're a lot less weighted down by having to lock in some of the actual presentation layer of the software and the back end. They become quite separated. And then additionally, there's a number of other capabilities that go along with that. They can create new iterative changes very rapidly, and the promise will be that then they can roll that out to the software in a much quicker fashion. So we think that's actually going to change a lot of the ways that we design here in the future. For them, they're set up to make a very smart investment in creating a great Radiant user experience.
The current design really lacks the what mode am I in, what buttons are actually active, and which buttons are contextual right now. We've jammed a bunch of sort of panels in there and said, let's make this more like an overall dashboard as opposed to a bunch of flows that we have to string together. Moving the ticker to the top was one idea, making viewable from different distances, moving the major pivot of this sort of order management screen around the drivers so it actually acts like tabbed across the top as opposed to sort of subtle links on the side. We looked at having a darker interface to reduce some of the glare that might happen in a low light environment. We were wanting something that has higher contrast. So using things where you reverse out the text so that actually you can read the text in kind of a low light environment, and the background buttons aren't sort of glowing against that thing.
When we build WPF apps over the past few months, is the time from concept to you have something that is real is massively reduced. Like, it used to take 6 months of a spec and 16 builds and a testing, and then finally you could say the UI was coming along to the point where it's believable and you could try it out. We've seen it happen in, instead of 16 weeks, 16 days, sometimes, like we're doing here, 16 hours. So I think that alone is going to make higher fidelity experiences, because you'll be able to see the thing you're making sooner and course correct it, you know, within hours instead of months.
I think it's just neat to see how they're interacting and they're working on different things at different ends of the table, and more graphical down here, more flow, workflow down there.
If we put the search on the same line as the column headers, that might let our space get a little denser, and you can keep that around all the time.
It'll turn the same color as whatever our highlight colors that you're, or they throb.
Windows Vista just allows us to take those higher resolutions, give a much richer, fuller graphical presentation back to the user. That initial sell, that initial gotcha factor with the customer, is the presentation of the product.
By pulling out the driver list and giving the driver list its own space, we add a little more structural nuance, eliminate some overlaps there.
Across the remaining right-hand side are just numbers, important numbers that are brought up as visible as possible. So you have 5 drivers out right now, you have 37 deliveries waiting, 2 people that are waiting sort of in the lobby, 7 takeout orders.
Classic Windows app design, like, tends to look, you can't tell if the app is broken or if it's alive or if it's hung or if it's, you know, fine. You just can't tell. And so a lot of the stuff that we looked at was like doing something where the interface looks a little more responsive to what you're doing or the screen you're engaged in.
Right. I'd say almost alive.
Yep.
So what we talked about on the alerting system, for example, how it fade in and fade out, how as you move from one command within the system, the application would change. And by changing, it's kind of breathing.
Right.
So how do you guys feel about this today?
Seeing a lot of smart minds work on a problem in a very short amount of time, pretty impressive ideas here.
The color representation of that may have more meaning, but it's actually turned out to be the wireframes that
That's usually where the problem gets solved.
Yeah.
In the end, we don't have a kind of cohesive design, and you know, we didn't develop here's the great new design of this application. What we did was we ended up with like 5 or 6 things that are kind of cool. These ideas are kind of cool. Both interaction ideas, like, so we stumped out some interaction flows, and even some visual ideas that might make sense.
There's about a half dozen things that I don't think we would have had we not gone through this process today. And we can take those back and explore them further and see how they can apply to a better, richer design.
I'd say it was our typical process, sort of condensed down and lacking any user research quantification.
For me, I think it proved that sometimes as an organization, you can get tunnel vision around your products, and being able to bring in somebody with a new perspective, new ideas, can shed light on a problem that you're traditionally been solving the same way over and over again.
The design is actually more than just the rendering of the things. It's how the app might come together. Designers can be brought in to help work through both how it's going to function, how it's going to meet the business objectives and requirements, and how it's going to hold together as an experience.
We'll be actively developing an application for the end of the year based off of some of the things that came out here today.
Okay, so it looks like we're done.